I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. The North Carolina General Assembly is back in session today. Governor McCrory and Senate Leader Filburger have laid out their priorities. They include teacher raises that average 5% and leaving HB 2 mostly intact, although the governor does want a provision repealed that deals with the right to sue. But what about the priorities of lawmakers in the Charlotte area? WFAE's David Borax joins us now. So we know HB 2 will come up, and we'll talk about that, but what are local lawmakers talking about?
All kinds of things, Marshall. Some statewide issues and some very local. Raising pay for teachers and all state workers is a top priority for Rodney Moore, the Democratic representative from Charlotte.
You need to make sure that all of our state employees, including our teachers, are treated with dignity and respect, and that we can raise them up to where they can have a livable wage and be able to do their job.
The budget also will include money for public health. Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius wants money for a program to fight addiction to opioid painkillers. It could start first in the state's prisons.
It's a controlled population, so we have the ability to ensure that the program is followed and help these guys and gals get off that addiction.
Tart also wants to set aside money to study eye cancer around Hopewell High School in Huntersville.
Well, what's happening with teacher pay?
The legislature raised teacher pay a couple of years ago, and the governor wants to see another round of raises. He's proposing a 5% increase with a goal of letting the statewide average salary rise to over $50,000. Most lawmakers I've spoken to like the idea. Senator Jeff Jackson of Charlotte says there is a consensus on the idea of raising teacher pay, but he doesn't think it goes far enough to keep teachers from leaving the system.
Now we're hearing that the movement against toll lanes on I-77 might come up.
That's right. Representative Charles Jeter of Huntersville plans to file a bill calling on the NCDOT to cancel the contract to build toll lanes on 77 north of Charlotte. But it's not clear if that will go anywhere. The Senate leader says he doesn't see a need to touch the contract. Even Tart, who lives in Cornelius and supports Jeter's idea, says it could be an uphill battle.
And of course, what about HB 2?
Well, that's certainly still in the air, and a lot of groups want it repealed. If Senate leader Phil Berger has his way, it won't come up at all. Democratic lawmakers like Senator Jeff Jackson of Charlotte think it should be the top priority in the session.
So we're going to put forth legislation to fully repeal HB 2. We think that this situation is deteriorating, and hopefully they'll correct the course that we're on before things get too much worse.
On the other side of the aisle, Senator Tart thinks lawmakers need to look for a compromise that will protect women and children in bathrooms, but also address concerns that the bill is discriminatory. Governor McCrory signed the bill, but now he's calling for at least part of it to be revised, the section dealing with discrimination lawsuits, so that could come up too.
WFAE's David Borax, thank you.
Thank you.